community.
Ghana is implementing a 20-year program aimed at reducing emission of harmful gases due to deforestation and degradation, known as the Red Plus. The blue is a requirement by the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change on the country's preparedness at implementation. The head climate change unit of the Forestry Commission, Yao Kwachi, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the country has put in place the requirement for the implementation of the strategy. Joyce Jechi reports.
The acronym RED Plus stands for Reduction of Emission from Deforestation and Degradation. It is a global mechanism for rewarding national actions in RED Plus. Interested countries pursuing the global mechanism have to fulfill four main requirements under the Warsaw Framework. Ghana signed on to this mechanism due to the country's loss of forest cover, which is estimated at 2% annually, with forest degradation acknowledged as being prevalent compared to deforestation. This trend of forest loss poses a serious threat to livelihoods of forest fringe communities as well as ecosystem services. In addressing the issue, the head of Climate Change Unit of the Forestry Commission, Yao Kwachi, said Ghana has satisfied the requirements in implementing the strategic plan.
There are four major requirements under what we call the Warsaw Framework. Countries that are interested in pursuing RED Plus should have in place a national RED Plus strategy to guide future actions on reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation. Two, have in place a safe gas information system. Three, establish a reference emission level or forest reference level for the country, based on which we will be able to measure or determine how much progress we have made.
Mr. Kwachi explains how the monitoring, reporting, and verification aspect can be done.
Normally, we apply monitoring and evaluation as a project management approach. Speaking of the Warsaw Framework, the MRV, which is Monitoring, Reporting, and Verification, is the system that you put in place to be able to measure or determine how much emission reductions you have actually achieved. And this should be quantifiable. You need to clearly demonstrate results. That is why we call it results-based finance.
Ghana is approaching the implementation of the RED Plus strategy in phases, with the initial focus on high forest zone as priority. These are the emissions reduction programs for cocoa forest landscape. Other programs include reducing emissions for shea butter landscape of the northern savannah woodland, as well as policy and legislative reforms on tree tenure and carbon rights.